Over the past weekend, Nashua resident Randy Pierce became one of the few and the only blind person on record to hike all 48 of New Hampshire's 4,000-foot mountain peaks in one winter. It's a feat few dare take on, but Randy and his guide dog, Quinn, like a challenge. Randy has begun a nonprofit called 2020 Vision Quest, seeking to inspire people to reach beyond adversity and achieve their goals. He says he wants to bring attention to those people and organizations that have helped him through his challenges. But the idea of doing it through climbing really didn't occur until 2010.
That's when my hiking as a totally blind man began. I did hike as a boy. I grew up in Colebrook, New Hampshire. Climbed a lot as a child.
You began to lose your sight, and you were confined to a wheelchair for a period of time as well, weren't you?
Correct. I have an unknown neurological disease. They expect that it may be mitochondrial disease. So it attacks my nervous system. It attacked my optic nerves first. We thought that was the extent of it. But a few years after total blindness, it attacked my cerebellum. And the cerebellum is your balance center. And that put me in a wheelchair for almost 2 years. When you've been in a wheelchair, I mean, walking, again, becomes a treasure. And hiking is sort of walking with some pretty exciting terrain. And I was, as I discovered, my dog had a passion for the woods with me and a real aptitude for climbing mountains, which is a totally different approach. I thought I'd sort of take a Bill Bryson leisurely walk in the woods. It's been 10 years climbing these 48.
But you decided you could do it all in 1 year, and in fact, one winter. Was the challenge all personal, or was it to challenge others?
I sort of found it a way to give back to the primary organizations that make all the things in my life possible. When you go blind, or when you hit any challenge, you hit low points, and sometimes a little help can get you going in the right direction. In the case of blindness, the New Hampshire Association for the Blind out of Concord is essential in getting people just some basic things that if you never get a little bit of help in there, you may take an awful lot of time to get going. And some people may never get going. My goal is to give money to the organization that brings me Quinn, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and to the New Hampshire Association for the Blind.
Quinn is your guide dog, and he's been on these hikes with you. There must be an incredible level of trust between you and Quinn.
Sure. You partner up with a guide dog. I mean, you're just a part of each other because 24/7, you're a team, learning all kinds of subtle communication that's nonverbal, maybe even invisible if people don't study it closely. So in that aspect, it feels a little more like a personal accomplishment for us as a team. Because of what Quinn's doing, he's, you know, obviously a fair bit shorter than me. I'm 6'4", he's 2 foot. So he can get down and work the angles of the trail more subtly to angle my feet, whereas a human, we're larger and separated by more. We can't stand side by side on these narrow trails. We have to be sort of front to back. And that affords some extra speed in many situations with Quinn that I can't do with a human. So I think the last part of it with Quinn is that I know how much it means to him. And it's clear by the love, devotion, and focus he gives. You know, it sort of reaches deeper on an emotional level as well.
You climbed Cannon over the weekend. Does that complete your goal of doing all 48 4,000-footers in one winter?
It did, absolutely. You know, it's still a little surreal to me. I'm still settling into it because, you know, there were people who told me that a 4,000-footer was out of my reach. And then there were people who told me the 48 is just ridiculous. And then winter climbing, don't even think about it, even though it's actually maybe a scotch easier for me. But I think today, I think I'm more proud for what I think the message everybody should get from this is that we can all believe in possibility. If you want to accomplish something and you're willing to put in the work and solve the problems, you can do it. And in my instance, thanks to an awful lot of people and one really incredible dog, I have made that example real for some people and certainly for myself.
You can learn more about Randy Pierce and see a picture of him with his dog, the Mighty Quinn, at nhpr.org.